Good morning, and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 48. Thank you for joining. So just heard about a study. Always a dangerous way to start any topic, but it's always fun. So there's this study that basically says when kids move out for a period of time and then move back in with their parents when they're, and I think they said an age, but I don't recall exactly what it was, but when parents are getting older, kids are getting older and quote unquote should be moved out of the house, but the kids move back in, that they were saying that it has the same effect on parents as getting an age-related illness, like breaking a hip or dementia. And the part of the point is that parents are supposed to be moving into their next phase of retirement and traveling and all of these things, and they aren't, which the question was brought up of, well, wait a minute, why do the kids living at home have to affect the traveling and the hobbies and things like that? Which is kind of a good question, except that another entity around the house tends to shift how you do things. And again, you could still go travel and then not have to deal with that. But these kids are older, so it's not as if you have to, quote unquote, take care of them. They're just there in your space. But again, another entity in your space creates a whole different dynamic of the energy in the house, as well as how one goes about their life. And it's not always easy to just go about one's life, right? If you got a big house, maybe that makes a difference, like if they have their own floor or they have their own space, but that's not really realistic for many people. And so they are kind of in your space. I find a couple things interesting. One, I kind of think of the aspect of retirement and how we look at retirement and what we're supposed to do in retirement and traveling, which is great. And I'm curious, and I don't remember my history well enough really to know when the concept of retiring and traveling became a thing that we were able to actually do. I mean, you used to not make it to retirement, right? So now it looks really different than it did years and years ago. But still, it's how we do have things set up as you retire. And if you're lucky and have your life set up in a way that allows you to do that, then you move into that phase. And even if you're not traveling, there is just the hobbies and the having kids away, right? Having the empty nest, which for some people is really hard and for some people is a great blessing and really hard at the same time. And though I didn't read the whole study myself, I think they may be overlooking some of the aspects of just having the lack of people in your space. And now all of a sudden you have this freedom to move about the cabin as you wish. And for some people that is a very freeing thing. You get your life back to do what you want to do after being, depending on how you parented your child and how involved you were. I mean, some parents, their entire lives, it's their work and then getting their kids where they need to go. And that's totally fine. But that's a huge shift and freedom once the kids have gone from school, college, left the house, and all of a sudden, wow, your world opens up to a whole new level of freedom that you can now take advantage, and then somebody comes back in. I find it interesting that it is, as they say, can be as, in a sense, effective negatively as a broken hip or dementia or another age-related illness. But at the same time, I can certainly understand my own self in when I have people in my space, even if I like those people, that there's just a different, that it can drag on some of us who need that alone time more. I think one of the other things they're really, I think one of the things that they're really overlooking and they should be addressing is you finally kicked the kids out of the house. You can finally have sex again the way and where and when you want it. And now you've got somebody honing in on your life and your freedoms in the sexual sense. And I'm curious to know how many people would argue that they finally got to, maybe. I mean, I realize some people are going to say, oh, whatever, I'm old. And we all know that for many, yeah, that's a BS. There's a lot of people who finally figure their crap out once their kids are gone and get to rehab that life and open up more sexually as they get older. So I think that's one of the keys they're also missing. And you get that, and then you have it taken away, and
And so, yeah, maybe it is as debilitating as having a broken hip or having dementia. I can kind of understand that. I also found it interesting too, of course, another study, I think it's another study anyway, where they talk about the fact that when kids, the more kids see their grandparents, grandkids see their grandparents, the actual dementia goes down. So seeing your grandkids, basically, simple terms, prevents dementia. Now, a question I have from all of that is, if you have your kids and your grandkids living with you, does the disease state, quote unquote, that the living with you puts you in, is that counteracted by the grandkids being there, right? Like, I don't know. It probably depends on how much they depend on you for care and money and how much you have to see each other. So it's the difference of raising your grandkids or getting to see them. So my bet is, see your grand, let your parents see their grandkids, but don't live with your parents. That's probably the best case scenario, and certainly the one in our culture that is more accepted. However, with some people arguing with the way the economy may be going and how challenging it is for people with finding decent jobs, that more people are going to be moving in with their parents, and then their parents also need care. So there's that too. So now moving in with your parents to care for them, if you do such a thing, now creates a greater disease state. And then you're stressed out because you're having to care for another person, even if you like them. So it's all life. It's a very complex bowl of soup. So there you have it. If you want to keep your parents happy and healthy, don't move back in with them. And in my theory, don't ruin their sex life. And if you do have to move back in with them, give them some time that they know you're going to be gone, that you announce. Let them have their time that they don't have to ask for, that you're very clear that you're going to be away from home until X time, at least. Just saying. Yeah, I know, you don't want to think about it, but too bad for you. Deal with it, be real, and let your parents have sex. Thank you so much for listening. Check me out on Facebook at Mornings with a Stranger and subscribe on iTunes. Leave a review. That's the word I'm looking for. Leave a review if you would. That would be delightful. Thank you, and have a wonderful rest of your morning and great day.